Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal Credit Union proudly serves the armed forces, veterans, and their families. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. And by Annapolis and Always Ice Cream Company. Voted best ice cream in Annapolis for the last 18 years. And voted best dessert, frozen treats, and place to take your kids in 2022.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Navy Sports Magazine. We're presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Coming up, going to talk some cross country today. Alex Rizzo, Emily Ettrick from the Navy cross country teams join us as they get set to take on Army this week in the star match. Also going to be a great day for Navy cross country. Great reception for Willie McCool, of course, one of the great Navy cross country athletes in the program's history, and also part of the United States space program, part of an incredible lineage of what you can do at the Naval Academy. And we're going to be having a breakfast in his memory coming up on Saturday morning as part of the festivities for the Navy cross-country meet against the Black Knights. So if you're a cross-country alum and you're going to be in the area, you're certainly going to want to take part in that. It'll be happening over at the Terwilliger Athletic Center coming up on Saturday morning. So be great to have as much support for the Navy cross-country teams coming up this weekend as possible. Also going to hear from Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. The mids getting set for the Mustangs of SMU. It's Friday night game this week, 7:35 Eastern time. We'll be on the air at 6:35 on many of these same Navy radio network stations. Coming up, we'll be joined by Navy men's cross-country runner Alex Rizzo. We'll do that next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine. It's presented by our friends at the Navy Federal Credit Union right here on the Navy Sports Network.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
All right, you got this. Whether you're preparing for your next fitness test or want to look your best on homecoming day, you'll need a disciplined routine. At First Command, we may not be able to get you physically fit, but we can help you keep your finances in shape. Well, can I get a spotter over here?
From enrollment to retirement, First Command is there, coaching your financial future every step of the way. Learn more at firstcommand.com.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
Navy fans, we are full speed ahead to 10 as we look to reach 10,000 Blue and Gold members, and we need your support. Blue and Gold support is critical to the continued success of our midshipmen student athletes. Visit NavySports.com/donate to become a member today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. We're presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Time to shine the light right now on Navy Cross Country with Alex Rizzo as the mids, of course, getting set for star action against their rivals to the north. Alex, for a week like this, certainly there's a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of excitement when you get set to compete against your arch rival. But how do you keep that enthusiasm tempered so training remains the same that you would for any other meet? Because obviously the goal here is to find the best results you can coming up.
Well, Army-Navy is always different. It's a different competition. It's extremely competitive, and despite how many I've run in, it always gives you a little extra nerves. So, I'd say you always just got to keep in perspective, like staying calm and smooth and just being yourself out there and staying relaxed.
Alex, of course, a senior out of Bronxville, New York. Look, the people see those stars on that shoulder there. What does that mean to an individual athlete? And then obviously, you know, an individual athlete within a team to earn one of those, because you know it puts you in exclusive company.
It's really special to earn even one of these stars. All the guys on my team know that. It really is just like joining company in terms of like many great people have earned these stars, and I'm proud to earn another one soon.
When you as a runner, depending on the course, does knowledge of the course and does the course matter significantly to you as a distance runner?
I'd say knowledge of the course is really important. I'd say in my last race, I didn't know the course well enough, and that severely affected my performance. There are certain sections of our course that are extremely difficult. So having home field advantage versus Army is really important. There are sections that are very hilly. There's mud sections and weird inclines, and our guys know every part of that course. So it is a major advantage to know exactly how far things are and the gradient of the hills and everything.
As a senior, is there any sense of even greater responsibility this week to keep people focused on the task at hand and make sure that they're all doing the right thing so that you all peak as competition approaches this week?
Yeah, as a senior, coming into this year, I've always been looking up to the guys who are in the position I am now. And it's important to set a good example and perform on the day to lead by example so that when it's their turn, they know what to do.
What does it mean to join a legacy and a great fraternity of really good distance runners at the Naval Academy? Certainly when people go to NavySports.com, they see the decorations for your bio, but you earn that. And you, it does, the fact that there have been great runners, as you mentioned, people that you even look up to over the first 3 years of your career here, you know, what does it mean to join that fraternity of really significantly talented people?
It means a whole lot to me. I came here looking up to guys like Jake Brophy and Willie McCool and greats from the past, and thinking that I wanted to come here and not only do as well as them, but improve upon what they came here and did. And I think our program has done that. And I hope that myself and my peers have set a good example so that the guys who are up and coming come up and break records that our greatest set.
That's Navy's Alex Rizzo out of Bronxville, New York. Senior going to help Navy try to achieve another star in cross country coming up this weekend. As always, for more details about cross country and any other Navy sport, all you have to do is stop by your home for 35 varsity sports. All the information you need at NavySports.com. And don't forget, the Star Series and all Army-Navy competitions are brought to you by our friends at USAA. Coming up, we'll hear from the female perspective. Emily Ettrick talks about her women's cross-country team as they get set to take on Army as well. We'll do that after these messages brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union right here on the Navy Sports Network.
Welcome Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. It's presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Time to shine the light on more star competition this week for Navy as cross country takes center stage with Emily Ettrick. And Emily, for you and your teammates chasing a star, just what does that mean to an athlete at the Naval Academy trying to chase one of those prestigious memories and certainly great results for you and your teammates?
I think it's more of a feeling. It's hard to quantify, but like the number one thing that comes to mind is this is what we work for all season. Like our big focus is Army Navy. Obviously, like here at the Naval Academy, we always hear that our big rivalry is Army. But whenever we do a workout, like every practice, like beating Army is the goal. So it's an unbelievable feeling when you do so, and a lot is on the line.
We were talking with Alex Rizzo earlier. What does home course advantage mean in a meet like this, and knowing the course and having experience on a course mean in a situation like this?
Well, cross country is pretty interesting because it's not like a track where you're just running circles. Like every course is really unique, and you can look at a map and you can run a warm up, but running it in the race is a little different. You know, like a couple steps to the left or the right may make a big difference, and knowing when that hill is going to come up or when, like, it can be really personal too. Like one runner might struggle like at the first part of the course, one runner might struggle at the last part of the course. So a lot of it is knowing where you need to like mentally wake up or rely on your teammates and push yourself. So it's really nice that we get to practice on it every week.
You mentioned a key part there, teammates. In weeks like this in particular, because you're trying to keep focused, you may have some younger runners who've never really experienced this. How do you keep them focused and try to, you know, kind of give them an indication, here's what's going to happen, and maybe here are some things you can do to prepare for it. But how important is it to impart that wisdom this week as someone who's been there before?
It's scary. There's, like I said, there's a lot on the line. So like everyone gets nervous, whether you've run it one time or this is your fourth time running. We get really hyped up. We get excited. And it's just interesting. Like everyone handles it differently. Like some of the plebes are so composed and handle it well. And, you know, like some people who've run it before still get nervous. Personally, I'm nervous, but like going to practice and getting to run with those ladies every day is such a blessing. And we all love each other as teammates, but we all love each other, especially as friends. So that just makes it easy. Like you want to be there for each other. So it's not some extra chore task to want to get each other through it.
The brotherhood and that sisterhood of Naval Academy athletes is a really exclusive fraternity. To be a participant in that, to be one of those few that one day will be able to say that I was indeed part of a very special fraternity. What does that mean to you?
It's just unlike anything else. Like these are relationships we're going to have forever. These are girls, like when I graduate, I'm going to still check in and call and text girls that are still here. No one really quite understands life at the Naval Academy better than a fellow midshipman. And so to have that lifelong connection as being a mid and then especially a teammate, it's just, you can't really put into words. It's just something special, and you'll always share that bond and be able to relate in other, you know, just as life moves on.
Being from North Carolina, you did a year at North Carolina. Would have been easy, I'm sure, to stay there. But why the Naval Academy?
I mean, it's just so different. A lot of people ask me that. UNC was great. It was really fun. But this is a bigger and higher calling. I couldn't have even imagined a couple of years ago the ways I would have been pushed here at Navy, the ways I've grown, the opportunities I've been afforded. And of course, like the amazing people you've met. Navy does a really great job of throwing you in companies with people from all walks of life, and you become really close with people you probably would have never met otherwise. And it's just like a total change in perspective, and it's a total opportunity to learn and grow. So I'll forever be thankful to Navy for that.
And I am forever thankful that I get to interview incredible athletes like this, skilled, well thought out answers, and such maturity there from Emily in talking about her experience here at the Academy. It's really incredible, the young people that this institution of leadership continues to turn out each and every year. So impressive. Emily Ettrick, good luck to her and her Navy women's cross-country teammates who take on Army this weekend. The Navy football team takes on SMU. We'll hear from head coach Ken Niumatalolo next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
USAA is proudly celebrating 100 years of serving the military community. It was a group of soldiers who launched USAA in 1922 by joining together to insure each other's vehicles when no one else would. Since then, USAA has grown to more than 13 million members strong. And through it all, one thing has remained. USAA is still serving the military community and their families. Find out more at usaa.com/100.
Annapolis Ice Cream Company in historic downtown Annapolis is now a part of the Always Ice Cream Company family, which now has locations in West Annapolis, Edgewater, and coming soon to an area near you. Stop on by for delicious local homemade ice cream that has been best in Annapolis for the last 17 years. From Cookie Monster and Blue Angels to dairy-free and vegan flavors, everyone can find a flavor that they want. Work hard, play hard, eat ice cream.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for every Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit NavalAcademyTourism.com for information.
All right, you got this. Whether you're preparing for your next fitness test or want to look your best on homecoming day, you'll need a disciplined routine. At First Command, we may not be able to get you physically fit, but we can help you keep your finances in shape. Well, can I get a spotter over here?
From enrollment to retirement, First Command is there, coaching your financial future every step of the way. Learn more at firstcommand.com.
Navy fans, we are full speed ahead to 10 as we look to reach 10,000 Blue and Gold members, and we need your support. Blue and Gold support is critical to the continued success of our midshipmen student athletes. Visit NavySports.com/donate to become a member today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Sports Network. Had a chance to ask Ken Niumatalolo this week, the Navy head football coach, about Dabo Fofana, who broke out 21 carries, 159 yards, 3 scores for the Mids, returned the fullback game to excellence for Navy, where the offense usually starts, and talked to Coach about just how freely Dabo was running after some early miscues this year. Maybe had him running cautiously earlier this season.
No, great observation, Pete, and I think it all stemmed from the kid just comes to work every day. He just continues to work. You know, he did some good things against ECU, but recognized he just needs to keep working. He's a young player. You know, it's a sophomore, so he's just learning still. And so I think most of it stemmed from his hard work. He just kept coming to work every day, and fortunately for him and for us, it paid off.
Regardless of what formation you run it from, did that also continue to show why getting production from that position is so important to making this offense click?
Yeah, I mean, it always starts with our fullback. I mean, you know, everything starts there. You know, like you said, to get going, you know, you got to get your fullback going. And obviously, too, when the fullback gets going, that also means your line's playing well. And so, you know, our offensive line did some good things. And Daba and, you know, and Logan, they ran hard inside.
Coach, you guys seem to utilize Sam out on the perimeter as a blocker. Thought he did a couple of good things for you out there. Why him, and what is it about him that you like in those situations?
Yeah, just athletic young man. You know what I mean? You know, Kip did it too. You know, just it's kind of the skill set of our tackles, but Tom was doing a really good job on the perimeter, you know, just some perimeter blocking. Just, you know, sometimes, you know, obviously we can't cut downfield anymore. You know what I mean? So some of the stuff too is try to get some big people downfield. But Sam did a really good job.
You guys have now put together three rather solid performances in a row. Do you sense a level of confidence maybe throughout the roster coming to work every day, Monday through Friday, as you get set to play these games on Saturday, now that there seems to be a little rhythm and a little confidence building?
I do, Pete. And again, I just came from a team meeting, but I do sense that we're more confident, but we just got to be aware. You know, we had a team meeting about just being aware, just because confidence is a fine line of being arrogant. You know what I mean? And so to be confident is good if you believe in what you're doing, but not to take it to an arrogant standpoint and not recognize who we really are. And so I saw that, obviously, you know, to go down to ECU, to beat them down there. Our kids battled their butt off against Air Force and, you know, came away with a close loss. But then to beat a really good Tulsa team that handled it, which, I mean, we haven't beat Tulsa like that in all the years that play. Scott, can you remember? I don't think we've ever beat them like that. But,
no, you know, we beat them ever.
And our games have been hard-fought games. But I think it will. I think it has given us some confidence. But I feel like my job, Pete, as a head coach, I know it's a long answer, is to help them be confident, but don't get arrogant. Just recognize what it takes to win. You got to continue to work hard.
Get some guys in the secondary, especially Elias, you know, make some plays, get deflections, defend passes. Nicholas dropping back has been very close on a couple of occasions and then finally got, you know, his takeaway this past week. It's such an important part of the game, and it's such a fine line. Sometimes you miss takeaways by literally that much. But, you know, just can you put an emphasis, you know, what that means to get that many takeaways in a game? We talked about before the game last year, you held it for 37 minutes against Tulsa, and I asked you, how do you do that again? You end up with it for 40 minutes. Is it because of things like that, getting the takeaways you did in that game, that allow you to be able to do that again?
Yes, we did a great job of taking, you know, takeaways, Pete. Like you talked about Nick Straw and, you know, some of our underneath coverage. When you stop guys in a passing game or you try to limit them, so to speak, that was an explosive offense. And so with SMU, you got to get to the quarterback. I thought we did a really good job of getting to their quarterback. But also when you do drop into coverage, you know, you got to cover people, which you talked about, Elias. Larry's done a really good job in doing that. But it also helps with the underneath coverage. You know, some of the guys underneath, like Nick, and like you talked about, just I thought there were some really good pieces in pressure, coverage, covering, that helped us against a really explosive offense.
That's Navy head coach Kenny Amatalolo. The Mids and SMU Friday night at 7:35. And then, hey, back-to-back home games for the Mids. Great opportunities, including the final two games of the season at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium with Houston and Temple in back-to-back weeks. Make sure you get out to Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium for the final two home games. Tickets remain right now, 1-800-US-4-NAVY. And, of course, you can order them at NavySports.com. We'll take a look at what's happening on the yard coming up. Midweek win for soccer, and of course, a big showdown with Army coming up this weekend on the menu for the Navy women's soccer team. All that and more next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network. To the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Jenna Daunt's goal in the 63rd minute lifted Navy's women's soccer team to a 1-0 win over American on Wednesday night at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. The Mids head out on the road Saturday now in chase of the Stars. They'll take on Army at West Point, 7 o'clock for the kickoff on Saturday night. It will be available via ESPN+. Congratulations to Mara Hurdle, who picked up her second consecutive Patriot League Women's Golfer of the Week award with her performance this past week. Don't forget, we're on the air coming up at 6:35 Eastern Time, Friday Night Football, Friday Night Lights from Dallas, Texas, as the Navy midshipmen encounter the Mustangs of SMU. Joe Miller, Scott Wyckoff, Keith Mills,
Johnny Goldsmith joined me for all the action live from Gerald Ford Stadium in Dallas, Texas. Our thanks to Neil Ellis, as always, for his assistance in putting together this week's show. My name's Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by First Command, coaching your financial future every step of the way, by the Navy Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen, and by USAA. USAA is a proud sponsor of Navy athletics and has been serving the military community's financial needs for over 100 years. Go Navy!